Shmaya. Begin the halachas of Bishul B'Shabbos. Just to give an overview, as your table of contents indicates on page 1, Bishul B'Shabbos is really divided into two major categories. The Easter of Bishul itself, and then the Gzeiros Rabbanan, which are entitled here Shia and Achzara, found on page 2. And the most fundamental issues of Bishul are two. One is called Bishul Achar Bishul, it's called Perek Aleph here, and one is Bishul Bechamo Klei Bishul, which is Perek Beis, as it's called. So we're going to focus today, at least try to do as much as we can, in the topic of Bishul Achar Bishul. The assumption of all the poskim is that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. You will not find that expression anywhere in Shas, to my knowledge. And as a matter of fact, I have my doubts as to whether the Rambam accepts that principle. But the bottom line is, we assume that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. So they ask, of course, a legitimate question: how do we know? Who said so? Who said that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul? So the source for Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, the classically approved source, is the Mishnah Mefereshes on Daf Kuf Mem Hei Amud Beis, page 9 in the source sheet, where we are taught, Kol Shebo Bechamen Me'erav Shabbos Shoron Osu Bechamen B'Shabbos. Whatever was put into hot water before Shabbos, maybe put into hot water a second time on Shabbos. Now we know that hot water has the ability to cook, so why isn't this cook it? So the presumed answer is Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Once it's cooked, can't cook a cooked chicken, right? It's already cooked. Who said we're talking about chicken? The Gemara says, "Kgonai Tarnagolta Derabal a Tarnagol chicken." Okay, so we have the principle, we're going to assume for the moment, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, as far as Shabbos is concerned. The Rambam quotes this halacha, and it's important to see the Rambam's formulation of the halacha, that's on page 31. Halacha Gimel, Hamavashel Alo Ur, Dovash Shoyem Avushel Kol Tzorko, O Dovash Eno Tzorok Bishul, Klal, Potter. Here's the din. That if a person did what we call Bishul Achar Bishul Mevushal Kol Tzarko, Potter. Again, not to go into the whole shiur about the Shitas HaRambam, but there's one word which is very, very outstanding, which would give us pause. What is that word? Anyone know? Potter. What does Potter usually mean?
Usher.
Exactly. Potter Rabbal Usher. This word, taken on its own, indicates that according to the Rambam, is Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul. Kivega talks about it. Egle Tal talks about it. Okay, but let's put that aside. It's at the very least, it's Potter, maybe also the Rabbanan, but again, other posts can assume that ain't Bishul Achar Bishul at all, and it's in fact Mutter. What's equally critical in the Rambam is this phraseology, Dava Shor Mavushal Kol Tzorko. Only if it's fully cooked. This is certainly controversial. If you look in the Magad Mishnah, on the right side, Mavusha Kol Tzorko, he quotes the Mishnah Kufan Hei that we had just cited as being the source for the Rambam. The first wide line in this print, Das Rashi Bazal, Uktzas Me'am Mefarshin, Shekol Shin Espashal Kamachal Ben Drusoi, Shuv Ein Bo Mishum Chiyuv Bishul Dvar Torah. What's Machal Ben Drusoy? Who's this Ben Drusoy guy? Take a look on the Rambam in Halacha Dalid, or maybe it's whatever it is. It's the next page in the Rambam. We write on top. Avon Esbashel Kulo Chatzi Bishul Chayev. That's called Machal Ben Drusoy. Half cooked. If you look on the Ravid, he says Chatzi Bishul Pirush Kamachal Ben Drusoy. Who's Ben Drusoy? Ben Drusoy was a bandit. He was the Jesse James of the Talmud. He's always on the run. And if he was only able to cook his stuff half cooked or something, even a third cook. So So that's called Nachal ben Rusoi. So the Rashba says, look, I don't understand you, Rambam. You yourself say over here that if it's half cooked, you're chayav. So why do you insist for the principle of Ein Bishul Lach HaBishul to it should be fully cooked? No. If it's half cooked from before Shabbos, so that if you did that on Shabbos, you'd be chayav. So if you did it on Friday, and it stands to reason, Ein Bishul Lach HaBishul. It's the Rashba Shita, quoted by the Magad Mishnah. Everyone follow? Everyone with me? So what's the Rambam Shita? Rashba makes perfect sense. There was already a previous Bishul on Friday, which is Chati Bishul, which would be enough to be mechayev you on Shabbos. Let's say Ein Bishul Lach HaBishul. So it seems that the fundamental dispute between the Rashba and the Rambam, and that is, what's trying Ein Bishul Lach HaBishul? Is Ein Bishul Lach HaBishul that you don't accomplish anything? That's Rambam Shita. Bushel called Soko. So when they say you can't kill a dead dog, right? So you can't cook a cooked piece of chicken. Let's assume it's fully cooked. What do you? You haven't had anything. That's your Rambam sheet. Rashba holds the halacha. Ain't bishul lach bishul. The ones that had halachic bishul, then there can be no additional bishul. Even if you're making an improvement, doesn't make a difference. Can anybody in this room imagine the opposite case? A case in which there is a first time halachic bishul, even though there is no improvement in what you're doing on Shabbos. It's almost impossible to imagine. How can it be? If it's raw, so there was no halachic bishul. If it's already fully cooked, so already had a halachic cooking. How can it be such a case? Anybody?
Water.
What do you mean by water?
I'm saying water, if it's already cooked,
ah, that's double lach. We'll come to that. Very good, excellent. But I'm not up to that yet. I'm still talking about salads. Very good, excellent point. What about salad? Anybody can think of a case? Where is there a case that perhaps somebody cooked something, but it's halachically not cooked? If you did it on Shabbos, you wouldn't be chayef. Anybody know? From your general knowledge?
A non-michael, like a bone.
Okay, bones. Okay, we're not talking about bones. Talking about foods. Yes.
The
chama. Okay, excellent. Bechama. You saw the Maram Makoma should know this. Then a Bechama. Where is Bechama? Let's see if I can mark it over here. Here it is. Page 5. The Gemara says, page 5. Here we go. You're allowed to cook in the sun with a small olive by the 10th line. So what will happen if somebody cooked in the sun on Friday and I want fully cooked in the sun, fully, absolutely cooked in the sun, completely cooked, now I want to cook it on Shabbos, mutter or asur? What would you say? According to the Rambam, what would you say? Rambam says ain't bishul lach habishul because you haven't made any improvement. What would you say in that case? Huh? Mutter, I agree with you. Mutter. What about going to the Rashba? Going to the Rashba? The Rashba says, Ein Bishul Lach HaBishul is a halacha. It was already cooked halachically before, so you're not going to chayav a second time. If it was only half cooked the first time. What if it's cooked in the sun? No. It should be asur. It very well might be asur. It very well might be asur. You could argue, no. Rashba requires two things. It has to be an improvement. Plus, there was no halachic bishul. So it can't prove it, but it's at least a possibility according to the Rashba. So the truth is that this is not my own shaila. This shaila was raised already by the Prima Gaudin, who discusses this very question. This is found on page 144. Prima Gaudin. Next to the last line on the page, v'nistapakti bishul b'chamei tveria or toldos chama. Those are two of the rice are the same thing. There's no fire in Tveria, it's just the hot springs from the sun. Im levashel achakach b'chamei ur im chayav. I don't know. V'yero de poteru the kvon is paul de bishulo v'yev shemutal de gamri. Oh, this was already cooked. But according to the Rashba, it's not completely clear. We don't know. They'll ask me, what am I talking about? Am I wasting your time? Who cooks in the sun nowadays? Who's ever cooked anything in the sun in this whole room? anybody, ever, anything. Ah, but what might be the equivalent of the sun? Microwave is like the sun. No fire. So if I cook the kugel in microwave, and now I want to heat it up in Shabbos on a regular fire, not so fast. Could be a Shabbos d'oraisa. Potentially, according to the Rashba. Wow. Okay, so these are some of the initial discussions that we're having about Bishul Achabish. Any questions before we go on? Okay. The Rambam has an interesting, again, formulation. Back to our old Rambam. Rambam is on page 31. Page 31. Back where we came from. Interesting formulation. And aside from the word potter, which we don't have time to go into right now, and aside from the idea of the Vushal called Tzarko, there's something else which is interesting. Rambam is giving a whole series of things which are potter over here. If you look at Halacha Gimel from the beginning. Potter. Okay? Then he says, Chametzveria is potter. Already twice, two separate cases, he said potter, twice already. Now he says, in the final part of Halacha Gimel, after saying potter twice, he says, Dover Shem Vushal called Tzarko, or Dover Shein Etzorach Bishul Klal Pot. I have a good kasha. If the Rambam already has the word Pot three times, why can't he have it four times? Sounds like a close kasha. He already said Chamas Pot. Then he said what? He says that if it's done, the Chametzveria is Pot. Then he says the Vushal called Tzarko, you should have said Pot. And I in Etzorach Bishul Klal is also Pot. Should have four times Pot. Why did he couldn't afford the ink for the word potter one more time? So perhaps the answer is, when the Rambam is putting in these two together, Mavushal Kol Tzarko, or Eino Tzarach Bishul Klal, he's trying to give us the principle which we just articulated earlier, that the reason why a potter by Mavushal Kol Tzarko is you haven't accomplished anything. So too, Dovash Eino Tzarach Bishul Klal, the reason you're potter for the self-same reason, you're not accomplishing anything. That's not so much as a halacha. It's a matter of mitzias. You accomplish, you didn't accomplish. That's perhaps why the Rambam omitted the word potter the fourth time, only has the word potter three times in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel and Hilchos Shabbos. This leads to another fascinating question. What will happen if I cook an apple on Shabbos? I ate for lunch an apple. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, right? And an apple, delicious, terrific apples, it was delicious. It was a raw apple. What if I just had to cook that apple on Shabbos? What do you think? Is it included in this Rambam? Dover Shein Etzorach Bishul Klal? What do you think? I'm asking a good question. You have an answer? So if I should be chayav a potter? That's the pasuk pshat. Dover Shein Etzorach Bishul Klal. The apple doesn't need any bishul at all. You can have the apple raw. Take a look in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Yud Ches. That's the Mishnah Berurah who talks about all these halachas in the one Siman. Siman Shin Yud Ches. Please turn, if you don't mind, to page 186. Ramo and Sif Yudalev, in the middle of the whole discussion, says, "Vadin b'peiros oshar dvarim hanecholim k'mol shein chayim." Something which can be eaten raw, there's certain issues. What does that mean? Mr. Brewer Tzadi Aleph, "Hayna she'osel anicha b'mokom sha'chom lahopik tzinosan pen yishkach ad sheyitzlu v'av shnecholim k'mol shein chayim gam ken osur v'shayach ben shein bishul." Perhaps a baked apple is a fancier product than a raw apple. It costs more, that's for sure. So it's a fancier product. It has some kind of an improvement. Says the bottom of the Sharatian Kuf Yudal. Quotes the Rambam, but we mentioned, who partially suggests, the Hainu Dover She'enu Mishtabech Klal Ayadeh Abishol. Ulafuki peiros v'chiyagavna shemishtabeach ayadei abishul. That you'd be chayav, even though you can have the apple in a raw state. since cooking or improves the apple, it should be chayev. Sorry, Sharsian is against you. It's okay, don't worry. You have allies too. Don't give up. Viteda, the lamuchach of bigamar Shabbos daf mem. The mayim yeshu mishum bishul. Vary mayim gamken shos also b'shuchat. We all have cold water. He tries to refute it in brackets. Whatever. Mayim is worse than fruits. But sosi b'rigayos shum establish. Oh, b'rigayos thinks that maybe you're right. He chayev min haTorah omid rabbonim. Kitzer, it's not clear. What about water? Why you chayv if you cook water? It's nechol chay. You have water. You can drink water raw, cold. So why am I chayv if I heat up the water? Why am I chayv? So the Sharetzius is great. According to me, it's great. Because why? I'm mishabech it. And even his reputation, he seems to say that, well, it's more of a shvach perhaps than fruits, whatever. Let's look at Reish Nundalit. But let's look at another Rambam in page 31. Take a look. Halacha Aleph. Ha'ofek igrogu ischayef. Echad ha'ofes ha'pas ha'omavashal es ha'machol o'as ha'samamonim. O amechamim es amayim hakol inyan echad hu shira amechamim es amayim kdei lichotz behen eva katan. The shira mevashal samamonim is to dye something. And what's the shira of food? Kigrogus. So what's noteworthy about this Rambam? What's this particularly noteworthy about Aloch Aleph? What screams out at you? Yeah, why is Mayim its own category? Why is Mayim all by itself? That's the Ofer, Sapath, Mevashel, Samachol, Salamonim. Okay, that's cuckoo. Oh, Mecham is a Mayim. Why is that considered to be in a separate category? Why? Hello, Dover. So it could be, Rav Osai, it's a totally different category. It's not considered. We won't call it cooking. We'll call it heating. Mechamim es amayim. Rambam uses a different verb. Didn't say mevashel es amayim. Said mechamim es amayim. Maybe mayim is a completely independent category, and the chiyuv is called the chimum. Of course, if that is true, then the Sharetzius and Rambam and Kuf Yudal falls apart. You're trying to bring a raya from mayim to apples, and no lo karav zel zeh. One is the chiyuv of bishul, and the chiyuv of chimum. This is a question which is unanswered. It's not clear to us. Is Mayim a separate category? Or is Mayim not a separate category? Everyone with me? Not clear. The Rambam sounds like maybe it's a separate category. Sharetzius seems to say it's not a separate category. Okay, so these are all serious questions which I don't have all the answers to, but we're just, beginning. But the Talmidim should think about these questions, but they're all serious questions which you really should start thinking about, because they have to be answered somehow or other, these serious questions. Yes?
What would be the malacha of chimum?
No, obviously it's under the general category of bishul. Rambam says it's in that av malacha, no question about it. But just as ofe is one and mevashel is one, that's mefurash of the Gemara, right? Sidur the paskanokit. So chimum hamayim may also be considered some kind of category all on its own. All on its own. It's possible. Okay. More to be said, but I want to get... our time is really short. We speak very quickly because so much to say in this few... Yes, you have a question? Right. But it could be a separate subcategory. Besides that, there's no such Gemara. Sharetzius is before Shigemara. The Mechilas Klod is no such Gemara. The Gemara said it's also to do Bishul on Mayim. Never said it's Chayiv. And the Teferis Yisrael and Mishnai suggests you're talking about Chayiv on Mayim. Believe it or not. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm just simply saying the Gemara, there is no such Gemara. If you want to be back in the phraseology of the Gemara, there's no such Gemara. Just says you can't, you're not allowed to do it. It doesn't say it's Chayiv. Okay, to my knowledge, anyway. Rav Osai, let's talk about Bishul Achad Bishul, because that's going to be the main thing where the time is a wasting. So where does this come from? It's actually, again, we're assuming, despite the word Potter in the Rambam, and the Rambam's Shita may tackle this only Potter, but we're going to assume that everyone else holds it's Mutter. Okay, we'll assume that. But what about Dabo Lach? That's the critical question. So Dabo Lach is discussed in the Rush, page 13. Okay. So at the end of Simon Yud, what about certain issues that exist if something is going to reach out? So let us go, which is the official level of heat. The last line of Simon Yud says, it's the Isra of Atmana, that Lamadal, which we will not have time to talk about. There's no bishul because it's hot already. Ain't bishul like a bishul with avalach. And let me shum shem yichata. We'll get to that much later. Shem yichata b'gachol. For Rashi, Pirish, Yud Alef, Liel, Zer shem yartiach, Kedera shen itztananach, sheyirtzul datmina, v'yartichana b'tchila, b'ur, v'nimtzim b'vashel b'shabbos. So Rashi holds, Rav Osai, yom b'vashel b'shabbos. Why? With a small lamed is. Lamadnu she'af b'tavshin is bashal v'nitztana and shayach b'bishul kevin she'esh bo mashke v'od arminan kol she'bo v'chamav ne'a shabbos sh'onso v'chamav v'shabbos haynu dover yovesh k'gon tarna golta. I showed you the Gemara, not kuf mem hey, and they bring a riots back and forth. Okay, what's the machlokas between Rashi and the anonymous opinion in the beginning and the rush end of Simon Yud, whether yesh b'shalach ha'bishul b'lach or ain b'shalach ha'bishul b'lach? Big machlokas harishon. Yesh bishalach abishah b'lach or ain bishalach abishah b'lach. Okay, it's a machlokas. What are they arguing about? So, just to give you an example, something else amazing in the Rambam. The Rambam was over here in Perek Tes. Halacha Vav, what does it say there? Hamatich echad mimine matches kolshu, you melt metal, told us mevash. How do you make metal? What does the word mateches mean literally? It's a Hebrew word for metal. What does it mean literally? What does lahatich mean? Anybody?
To melt.
You only can make metal by melting it first. So how could you be chayav on melting metal? Every single case of melting metal, it should be ein bishul acha bishul. It was already melted beforehand. In other words, it wouldn't be metal in the first place. I'm the nazi of this kash. How could you be chayav on melting metal? It's ein bishul acha bishul. The answer, Rav Osai, is ozalei bishulah. That the initial bishul disappeared. Let me disappear. The definition of cooking with respect to metals is softening. Once it hardened, the original heating process is history, and therefore if I melt it again, I'd be chayef. So too according to these Rishonim, when it comes to liquids, the definition of cooking is heating, and when it cools down, also le bishulo, the heating is history, now it's room temperature again, so you could be chayef. So I repeat again, ain bishul achar bishul, that's true. It's a typical food, a piece of chicken. The definition of chicken, cooking when it comes to chicken, is you softened it. You take a chicken from the freezer, or from the raw chicken, it's very hard and inedible. Now I cook it, I make it soft and edible and delicious. I cool it down, it's still delicious. You know, I eat cold chicken all the time, it's delicious. What's wrong with cold chicken? You want to have it better heating? Okay. But you cannot say that the putting of the delicious chicken into the fridge cancelled the cooking process. That's absurd. When it comes to water, you can argue. You put the water in the fridge, you cancel the heating process. The same as you put the metal in the hardens, you cancel the cooking process. Ad kan. This explains the sheet which maintains that yesh bishalach habishal v'davolach. That's what it would appear. Of course, the question becomes, how far do we go with this principle? You notice, I told you with respect to water. Okay? Water. Water, Rabosai, is not the only double lach in the whole wide world. Turn to page 132. There's the Prima Garden. Bottom left. What's my Pishlach Abishah B'davolach? Suggest as follows. The Lechora Nira. Halfway down. That Eishel Avram. Halfway down. The Lechora Nira. The Dafka Mayim. Or Yayim V'Shemen. She'ein or Eish Pol Bo Lahakshah Kolkach. All it does is it heats it. Doesn't really achieve anything else. The Nechal Chai Gamkein. You can have water, we said before, in a raw state. V'habishul hu hachimum. What is the bishul for the water? It's just the heating up. The man, it cools down, it's gone. Look at kolshin, it's stunning. Yesh po bishul, because ozalei bishulot. It disappeared, the bishul. Mash'en ken shuman avazu mo'al abasa, gravy, soup. She'yev shalechol kiyim ayadei bishul. Can't have, you put cold water and cold chicken and put them together, you can't eat that. You have to cook it. What happens when I take cold chicken soup? Is it divided into chicken and water? Chas v'shalom. It's still cold chicken soup. So you can't say ozle bishula. Therefore, you can say ein bo bishul. Fascinating. Then he says, unfortunately, elish mistima saposkin mashma kol shu tzolul v'lach liquid. Yesh bo bishlach abishul benetzdanein, even if it's soup and not water. Now we're a little bit on some thin ice over here. How do you explain all this? Can't say that cooking was completely canceled, Rabbi Osai. How is it canceled? It's not chicken and water, it's chicken soup. So according to Stima's Kol HaPoskim, we're in a little bit of trouble. Everyone following? Prima Gona makes a logical statement, but unfortunately, no one accepts his logical statement. So now we're in a little bit of trouble. So, to prove that the Prima Gadim statement, his own initial reaction is incorrect, let's take a look in the Ran on page 27. Last paragraph of page 27. Rava ben Yona Kosov. Umichshola gedola tachas yad tasa om. Shetomnin kumkum shomayim chamelit in the toka kadeir b'shabbos. Shatavshom et stamek. They want to put water into it. They want to have an urn. Pour from the urn into the cholent. So it shouldn't dry up too much. What's the problem? Upa'omim shechad ein yatsa letesbo. Vo'acha yatsa letesbo. Umispashal zeh bezeh. V'nimtzu mevashlin b'shabbos. Wow. This bishul b'shabbos. What do you see from this Prima Gadim? From this Rabbeinu Yonah? Not only is it bishul rabosai when the water gets reheated, but it can be bishul when the cholent gets reheated. Cholent, when it gets cold or dry, does not become suddenly no longer cooked. You see, klar, Rabbeinu Yonah's idea is an idea, but it's not accepted by the Rishonim. Abishal, not only when it comes to water, when it comes to soup and chomp, if it's liquid as well. More than that, Bafilim Shneim Yatzaleres Bohem is an opinion in Rishalmi, Iwu is not a Kli Risha, and therefore Kshema'arim Amayim La'alta Shiyotzim and Akli, Afal Pishen Rosin, Posa Koach Resichosim Elevashal, because in Klisheni, Shein mevashel. Umizbashen betok li rishon. Umayim uvashon and poskei v'svichos nishim v'bishol. End quote. He says even if it's all it's hot, once it loses its status of clearishin, it can be mevashel mechayim a second time. You see, klar from Rabbi Yona, yesh bishul achabishul is a halachic concept, and if it's something that's called a cliche which is a mevashel, it's just as hot as it was before. Doesn't matter; it can still be bishul achabishul. Wow, wow. The truth is scary as it seems. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Rabbi Yona. Believe it or not. It's quoted, this Chumrah is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. I'll show it to you. In the, look at Mishnah Berurah, it's easy to find things in Mishnah Berurah. Okay, please turn if you don't mind. To page 100. And 70. The last line of Shulchan Aruch. Last line. Last line. Yesh limchos yaranog and lahatn vajon kukum shalmayim chamen venosin also the toch akreira b'shabbos shetavshem estamik. Can't do it. This is Rabbeinu Yonah. This is exactly Rabbeinu Yonah. For pashup shatz. Rabbeinu Yonah is being quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Stop it. Ramo has three cryptic words. Ayin lekamon simashin yudches. What does that mean? Mr. Brewer is silent. What does that mean? Ayin lekamon. What does he mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in the previous Sifkotten Pei Dalit. The last three lines of page 17 Mishnah Berurah. Our meaning is in lo nitzdane legamri I feel a double lach ain't a Mishnah Bishalot ain't Mishnah a Bishal but even belach if it's not fully cooled down. Therefore, you know, it's not to let us go, it's going to get hotter. Should we move them anyway? Maisim b'chol yom, they do it. Maisim b'chol yom. They did it in every good Jewish home. And that's what they're on page 171, line 2. Ashur zakimen ramov and mashakosov, ayam lekamon simen shinyut ches. Ayam lehachim b'dava. We don't follow Rabbi Yona. We don't follow Rabbi Yona. So Rabbi Yona, we have this major issue. Whether ain bishlach habishl, yesh bishlach habishlach. Let's take a look it up where he says to look. Shin yud ches siv tesvav. Let's take a look what it says. Please turn with me to Shin yud ches siv tesvav. It's found page 186. We were here before. Says the Ramah, the last line. Avam hu roseach afilu b'davash yesh b'morok. Mutter. If it's hot, there's no problem with the bishlach habishul if it's liquid. The yesh mekil lomar the kol she ain no snow. Page 187. Agav yesh o akira mamish rak samach lo afilu nitzdan ain mutter, which means ain bishul achar bishul bedover lach. The nagu lahokel b'zeh im lo nitzdan ain legamri. This is the compromise which we saw earlier. If it's a stan of the gamri, then it's aser. Otherwise, mutter. Mishnah Berurah tzadi test. After the das hamachaber came, mishnah it's stan and miach michami musa. V'yein hayatzal let us bo shuv yeshva mishnah bishul shvokasab nuliel v'siv dalid not b'sarad d'shmaya v'siv dalid. Take a look. Keep one hand in 187, and then we'll turn back to siv dalid just to see it inside. The machaber in fact held that way. The Mechab and Siddal has two tremendous chumras. What he follows the Rambam, the Yesh Bishul Achabishul until it's the stand of the God, until it's the Mavushul Kol Tzoko against the Rashba. That's over here. Siddal. Tavshin is Bashul Kol Tzoko. Nonetheless, Yesh Mishul Bishul Achabishul in the stand because it's talking about something which is what? Which is liquid. Okay, it's the famous talk of the Mechab. And Mr. Brewer notes it over here in Sifkot and Tzadik Tesla, page 187. Yes. Haminig lahokal b'zeh. Tesomchen b'zeh ayesh mekilin kolz mash on the stand of the gamrei. We fundamentally, the way the Mr. Brewer formulates, we fundamentally paskin ein bishalach ha-bishal b'dov alach it's the style of the garment. So we're machmer a little bit. That's why the Mishnah Berurah sounds in Sivkot and Tzadi Tes. Any questions about it? Should be a few questions about something. Nothing? Okay. Yes. That's not a phrase. I coined that, actually. The Avnei coined that. Aglital coined that phrase. Maybe the Magad Mishnah has the phrase. But, did you see it in Magad Mishnah?
No.
Somewhere. The phrase exists somewhere. Ozalei Bishula. I'm not sure where the first person to use that phrase of Ozalei Bishula is. Maybe we can find exactly where they actually the first one to use it. Let's see. I can't tell you for sure. The Egel Tal certainly has it, talking about Matris, and the Sitkot Yud Aleph Osvav. There's an earlier phrase, you have to look yourself. Search for it. Yeah.
Would we say that even for Ashkenazim, the Lili Paskin, that if you're dealing with water, wine, or oil, something like that, that even if it's just not, hasn't lost all of it, would we say that to be still fully hot in order to be able to use it?
No, we follow the Ramah. V'nei Yisrael Yosef B'yad Ramah. And then the Ashkenazic. And Ramah is being Mekil as long as it's on the stand on the garment. However, we haven't defined that precisely yet, but whatever is included in that category.
Even though the rationale for saying Amos is not beneficial by liquids is for things like soup and things like that.
No, no. People got and wanted to distinguish between soup and water, Lekula, to say that when it comes to soup, everyone agrees, Amos not a Mishabalach. You're right. You are Mechamed and Egle Tal. He wanted to distinguish Lechumra. When it comes to water, everyone should agree that Yesh Bishalach HaBishal. But both of them backed out. People are going to back down from Stimas Kol HaPoskim. And Egel Tal also backs out because the Poskim are making it even by water. So it's double or nothing. Now, Halacha L'Maaseh, it's double or nothing. Even though it's logically it's not distinguished, but L'Maaseh, it's a double or nothing. Are you with me so far? Okay. So now, yes, I'm sorry.
So when it comes to heating up metal, according to us, why would he be
chayav?
I'm saying, so why should he be? You wouldn't be chayav for heating up metal? It's ozolei bishule. So we're passing those.
You are chayav.
We're saying, though, according.
You're asking, why don't we say ozolei bishule when it comes to the water? Excellent question. Agli Tal asked that question. He asked that question. His answer is, it's your dua berufua. It's well known from the medical profession that boiled water is different than regular water. You know, the people who in certain countries are sterilizing the water. They right? Even in this country, you know, when there are certain kinds of situations, they get on the radio, make sure to boil your water before you drink the water. You know? Yeah?
But that's not really like a din in the water. That's more like the other things that might have been in the water, the boiling gets them out.
Whatever it may be. But the bottom line is this water right now has bacteria. Even if it's not the case where there's a brown water. Regular water has bacteria. No question about it. If you go to a doctor and he wants you, you put some water on an open wound, he'll say, don't take the water from the tap. Boil it first. We're taking it invisibly. You're changing the water. That's the push-up shot that is suggested, although it's a chiddush, but that's what the Egel Tal suggests. It's all on your Maror Makomos. I'm just trying to save some time and not read every single Maror Makom, but you'll see this is the Yodua Berufu. Chazanish also talks about this possibility of Berufu. It's different. Boiled water is different than never been boiled water. Okay. Have everyone with me so far? Okay. So now having discussed all this so far, we have to turn our attention to the funny compromise that we just read in the Ramah. What's pshat in this Ramah? So Rabosai, if you look at the Mogen Avraham, he has one pshat in the Ramah, which I think is the classically correct pshat in the Ramah, but unfortunately, someone has fallen into disuse. Page 129, Rabosai, please. It's even underlined. 129, the right hand column. What does it say there? Sukkotin Lamed Zayin. Also Loma Lagoi Lahochim Akadeira Mitzdane. You've also Cain, also Liochla Filatsonin. You can't ask a goy to heat up a kadeira, a pot, which became cooled down. Okay? Why? Meaning the last two narrow lines are going to run on the right side. The svirle. The ledida, the svirle lon. Means the Rashida Saramah. The also the chamamo mi the oraisa. Is it the oraisa to heat up liquids which will cool down? Also lo maken gam ken liakum. The also can also fill the b'di'eved. That's all. The Magen Avraham is clear as day that he holds that according to the Ramot's compromise, if you heat up, if you reheat liquids which will cool down completely, you're over on an Issur d'oraisa. The Issurim d'oraisa are very, very serious. We don't trifle with the Issurim d'oraisa. Very serious. This is the way the Magen Avraham says pshat in the compromise of the Ramah. So why is the Magen Avraham? Fine. That's what he says. Now it's interesting in the Truma Sadeshen, which is quoted in fact by the Sharati, and if you take a look just to see how it's quoted on page, let's see, right page in a second. Hold on a second. We'll find the right page. It's Reish Nun Gimel. Here we go. 172. Ramah says, Amadei Yisrael Osir Ki Chiyai Gavin from Truma Sadesha. What can't you do? To put a pot where the goy is going to put on the fire, it's going to be heated up. Okay. Elk me out of a hand in the fact that it's going to be heated up. The goy is different. We're going to the situation of the goy. Now the question becomes, what's the nature of this chumrah that a Jew can't do it? So the source, if you look on this on the parentheses in the Ramah or in the Sharati and Os Kofay, the same source, Truma Sadesh. What exactly does Truma Sadesh say? Turn to page 45, where it's quoted. 45, Rabbi Osai. This is the common custom in many places. Let's read the Shaila. Remember, the Truma Sadesh wrote his own Shailas. It's all, you know, he set himself up with these great Shailas that he asked himself. Shaila. Yesh bnei adam she'ein lehem tanurim miyuchadim lepas b'ayin l'hapmen b'amcham. What do they do? U'matmirin also tana she'beis achorav. What's beis achorav mean? The winter house. It was freezing in Europe. And they had a central, not central heating system, we want to call it a major big furnace to keep the people from freezing. Right? Nothing to do with food. He heated up the house and they could sleep through the night. U'matmirin also tana she'beis achorav. They put the food there. They all had non-Jewish help. Took it away from the place it was hidden somewhere in the oven. They put it in a hotter place. Okay. The shifcha puts on the fire in the main central heating system. Why? Today the chamin beis achorif. For fundamental permission to do this, because hakol cholim etzel akor, etzel atina. We're all considered sick when we're subject to the harsh elements. So amir lenachri is mutar b'makom choli, and the nice gidelach once will I ask the guy to heat up the house so we shouldn't become sick from too cold. What's one a little bit shown? That shown? Ooh, why not? The guy is ready heating it up. Two for the price of one. Fascinating. Right? Wasn't it a great question? Great question. Says it tshuva. Him lo niskayra chamin kol kach b'shor shotzio somen atanah v'y viro esh v'tanah dugumas machal ben drusoi. If it's not so, it didn't cool down completely. The equivalent of Macha Ben Dusoy. What do you mean the equivalent? Macha Ben Dusoy means it's only half cooked and it can only be eaten with dochak. Ben Dusoy, Jesse James will eat it with relish. You and I would say, put it in the oven another hour. The equivalent over here, you have hot soup and it's cooled down. Ben Drusai would say, not bad, I would call this Atsu. You and I would say, heat it up for another hour. Right? That's the equivalent. Can it pass Bedoch as hot soup, as hot food? If it can, Osvad I show it. Of course, it's smag, Mordechai, Bahag, my Hagos, Maimonis. The Regilim, Bechupos. They did this at a Chupah. Lechatos, Achamim, Benesom, Lemocha, Bon Akum, Umechamim also. Im lo yiskara kokach, Dugmas, Macha, Ben Dusoy, it's show. End quote. So if it got cooled down a little bit, no longer yatzel lettuce bow, but it still can pass, if you will, as hot food bedocha, then it's okay. Then it's okay. And he quotes our Zeruah. Shemeskara cholent, here's the word cholent. Yeah, it's not a new word. Cholent, see? Sadi aleph lamed nun tes, that's cholent. Veshivcha mechamoso mutter. Yeah? It's mutter? Fine. In the Skyro, low sharp, it's cooled off completely, then it's not allowed. And he quotes later on, Hakol Cholim Heim Eitzel Atzina, the phrase I told you before. Okay. But, he says, that's only for if it's all being done by a non-Jewish person. Paragraph 2. Omnam nire, and lahat eklal Yisrael. No Yisrael should get involved in this kind of a case. Why not? Benina didan, I'm skipping to the last few lines in the tshuva. Kevan di odea da shifcha mevares es hatana bevarei ufi kenos na amanat sabashlo. Va'av melocha hi. It's an av melocha. What does Amalacha usually mean? Usually, what does it mean? Usually. A Daraisa. This would be confirmation to the Mogan Avram, that according to this opinion, which is what the Ramah is ultimately based on, it would be a Shaila of a Daraisa. It's called an Av Malacha. And the cutoff point for this Av Malacha is what we call the equivalent of Machal Ben Dusoy. Machal Ben Dusoy. Fine? And this doesn't mean Rabosai, like the Rashba. The Rashba we saw the Shia. The Rashba said once it's Malka Ben Drusoi, there is no longer any Chi of a Bishul. Wrong! Because among the great posts that the Truma Session quoted was the Smag. And the Smag passed from the Ferish like the Rambam. That is Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul, it's nothing but Bushel called Sarko. The steer in the Smag. The answer is no. If it was reached Malka Ben Drusoi and that's it. And now for the first time it reaches Mavusha called Tzoroko, the smog passing would be chayav. But over here, at what point it was Mavusha called Tzoroko? It was perfectly terrific, delicious soup. Now it's cooled down a bit, and it can only be consumed as hot soup, bedochak. Ah, but since it can still be consumed as hot soup, bedochak, we do not apply the principle of Ozolei Bishulim. We still consider it to be a continuation of the previous bishul of before, and for this reason, Rabosai, it's permissible. Once it's no longer consumable, b'toras hot soup, so it's lost its original status, ozolei bishulo, and then we would apply the principle of yesh bishul achar bishul, and again, according to the Mogan Avram and Pasha Pshat and the Trumas Adeshin, would be a din d'orais. A din d'orais. Wow. Any questions so far? Yes, sir.
When we say that it's still Kamachal Ben Dusoy, is that over the 110, let's say, of...
I'm not giving you any numbers for the moment. It should be edible bedochak as hot soup. This is the Rebbe's pshak. Right? If the soup gets completely cold, she won't serve it. Cold chicken soup? Who's ever been served in his life cold chicken soup? Cold. Room temperature. Close to room temperature? You know, the balabas is over there. But, there has to be a certain standard that the Rebbetzins have beneath which their dignity will not allow them to serve. They will do without soup today. I had a big soup spoon there. Sorry, it was a fashla. We can't serve it. Something went wrong. But they're not going to serve it if it's cold. But if it's a little hot, okay. But dochak, yes, it's hot soup. Use your imagination. It's hot soup. That's going to be the cutoff. That's the equivalent of Machal Ben Drusoy. Your wife's Ben Drusoy is Bas Drusoy when she gets stuck in this kind of situation. Because she, what can you do? The fire went out, it was off, she thought you came up an hour late from shul, the rabbi held a long drasha, and then I was expecting it to be still hot. And then, you know, whatever, these things can happen. In real life, it really happens. Okay. This is what I consider to be the real pshat in the Rambam, the real pshat. However, despite my protestations in the more recent achronim, I'm talking about kadmonim. I have a Truma Sadesh, I have an Ozerua, we have the Smag, we have, you know, the Rambam himself, as we understand him. We have the Mogad Avraham, hey! This is Oraisa. But ever since then, it's been all a different campaign. Starting with the Minchas Kayan, who was pretty early, and going straight through to the 20th century Gedolim, including the Mishnah Berurah itself. I read Mishnah Berurah, I mean, you can disagree with me, but I think Mishnah Berurah already gave away the store in Sivkot and Tzadi Tetz, where he writes as follows. We read it before, read it again, page 187. Here's the compromise of the Ramah from the Stan of the Garmi. What? Apla da sa mechaber came in the Stan of the Atli, Chami Musa, and he also let us vote. Shuv yeshu mishu bishu, kumashu kasadu leba siv dalit. Haminig lahokil bezeh, why? The somchin bezeh ayesh mikilim calls mash on the Stan of the Garmi. Sounds like we really don't like the yesh mikilim. And bishlach a bishul balach klal, except if they're on a chumrah, then if it's completely cooled down, we're machmer. That's the read that I have of this Mishnah Berurah. I can't swear to it, but the truth is that ever since the Mishnah Berurah, that's what's been accepted. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. That's what Rav Moshe writes. They all seem to go with that mahalach that that really ain't bishlach a bishul balach. We have psa chumrah. Is it stand on the garment? Even though, if you look in the earlier sources, they say the other way around. Yesh bishalach abishal daraisa b'davalach. If it's stand on the garment, but if it's lo nitzane, so that's as I gave it a marshal. It's like dugmas machab ben v'soy. Then you don't say osle bishu. And with me so far, so it's me against me. It's me. I think it's the Mogan Avraham and all the Kadmonim against the more recent Achronim. We're going with a different mahalach. Within Shitas HaRamah, and it could be tremendous nafkaminas halacha lemaisa what your shot is in the Ramah. If you're like me, a strict constructionist, there's a Shabbat d'oraisa over here, so it's hard to be made for that Shabbat d'oraisa. If we're talking about that most of the Rabbanon, because really the Ramah is being makel ein bishlach bishlach b'davalach against the mechavens of Dalit, then there's room to be lenient. I'll give you a couple of examples. What'll happen? Have a cup of hot tea. Rabbosai, this is the first official long Shabbos, long Friday night. They must move the clock this past Sunday. Ah, long Friday, you have to sit up and learn a few hours. A cup of hot tea, right? Delicious. Now, what's the next best thing to a cup of hot tea? A second cup, right? A second cup. What's left in the first cup? There's an expression, good to the last drop. Ad v'ad v'chlal, ad v'lo ad v'chlal. Seems to me, mostly it's ad v'lo ad v'chlal. There's some drop left in the bottom. Now I want to pour hot water onto that drop. Gewalt! Chatzi shiur asam in HaTorah. Now over these are the rice official. Chatzi shiur. Serious problem. Major serious problem. So the Gedolim of recent times, they poo-poo it. The Moshe, the Chazon Ish, come on. We pass in Ein Bishlach HaBishul Davalach. It's only a chumrah. You're not machmer at a drop of liquid. Oh, come on. No one ever bits you machmer this kind of a case. That's the Shita Sum. At the worst case scenario is a derabbanon. So it's some kind of chumrah which doesn't apply in the case of a drop. However, if you go the way I went, where I come to the other side, you're going to be very serious about the din d'oraisa. Very serious about the din d'oraisa. So it's not so easy to be mekel. A drop is a drop. It's the chashish yosem and a Torah. Not so simple to be mekel in the show. Maybe there are other sniffing to be made, other considerations. Rav Moshe considered it to be a case of psikreshet lo nichole. Rav Moshe writes, psikreshet lo nichole. You're pouring the water not for the sake of that one drop, right? You don't care about that one drop. You're just too lazy to go get it out. How are you going to get it out? You're going to rinse it out. You're going from the frying pan into the fire. Till they had a question of bishul after bishul. Now I have a question of bishul mamish. So rinse it out. A is a pain in the neck, and B can make it a much to get it out with a towel, and he went to a schita problem. So the path of least resistance is just fill it up again. But it's going to be a drop there. Ah, psikresha de lo nichale. So what? Psikresha de lo nichale passing happens to be passing this also, as a matter of fact. Well, this case is an extreme case. Ta-da. I'm not convinced it's lo nichale, by the way. I'm not convinced it's lo nichale. Well, why am I not convinced? What would happen? A person wants to have hot tea or hot soup. You know, he loves hot stuff. He loves hot stuff. And the worst thing for hot stuff, we know, is cold stuff. So just imagine he's having his cup of tea or his bowl of soup, and right in the middle, there's an ice chip or something of the equivalent, something really cold, which is not hot. It would disturb his hot. No, he enjoys it really hot. In the middle, something which is good. The Gulf Stream of cold suddenly comes in, you know. And it would disturb his enjoyment. So here too, it could be it's only a drop, but you wouldn't want that drop to bang on your tongue, that drop of cold tea in the middle of your hot tea. So therefore you're happy when it heats up. I'm not so sure it's lonely. Then the other sick gave a different word. Suffix segregation. Since some posts can say that ain't bishalach or bishal b'davalach, and by the way, some posts can also say that iwi is not mevashal. We haven't gotten to that yet. So the couple of halachic sfeikas, maybe you're not chayef. Okay? So suffix segregation is mutter. Not only a suffix of the mitzias, whether there's a fly in the box or not, the famous classical case, but the machlokas in the halacha, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us about Har Sinai? By bishalach or bishal b'davalach. What did he tell us? I don't know. So it's a suffix segregation. That's a sharper answer. Which, okay, I'm not coming to condemn. I'm just explaining to you that this is a serious shaila, which great gedolim don't take so seriously, but they work with an assumption which I find questionable based on the classical sources, namely that the whole Ramah is based on the Chumah v'Derabbanan. If you look at my classical sources, you get an opposite impression. It's a shaila of a d'oraisa. That's what I think. But again, I'm aware of the fact that the Mishnah Berurah seems to be against me, and Rav Moshe, and the Chazon Ish, and the Minchas Kohen. They all seem to be against me. Okay, so now the following shaila. I'm out of time, basically, so I'll throw out the following question for you. If you have any questions for me first, I'll take them.
No? What would you say about a lach that's meant to be cold?
Good question.
Ketchup.
Good question. So that will discuss leaving that next week. But let me throw out another question. The following serious question. What will happen if I have water... Close the book so we shouldn't have water that reached Yad Sol Erisbel before Shabbos. You with me? It reached Yad Sol Erisbel before Shabbos. What is Yad Sol Erisbel? Anyone know? How hot is Yad Sol Erisbel? Anybody know? Any idea? Give me a number.
180,
110, 113. What'd you say? Anybody else?
Like Josh? 110 to 160.
Okay. So it's like an auction. Do I hear 175? Yes. One shuva says 175. But most of the shuva says 160. That's a very high estimate. And some say it's as low as 104, or up to 110, or Shamadan pushes it to 113. And some say 115, or some say 120. It's hard to know exactly what it is. Somewhere in there. So let's say a person heats up water before Shabbos and it reaches as high as X. Yad Sol Erisbel. Fine. Good. But it never reached what we'll call in our language Mevushal Kol Tzok. That's how we started today's shiur, Mevushal Kol Tzok. How do you define Mevushal Kol Tzok when it comes to water? Who wants to give a guess? Yeah?
Boiling.
That's a good guess. Boiling. That's 212, as we know about. 212. So the water only reached one something, whatever it may be, it's a one, whatever it's Yatza, let us know, whatever, L'chol Makad Yisle. Now on Shabbos, I want to heat it up for the very first time to be boiling. Or, it's arguable, it doesn't have to be really boiling. If it hits 180, that's good enough. It's the equivalent of boiling, right? And both are, how hot does water get in your hot water urn? You have a well-functioning, you know, hot water urn for your tea. How hot does it get inside the cavity of the urn? Anybody know? 185? With a lawsuit with McDonald's.
Yeah,
it was what, hit 180, that lawsuit? For next week for the internet, get on, take it, bring it out. I want to see that lawsuit. I want to bring it in, the lawsuit. 180, fine. So let's say 180, that's as hot as it is. It's good enough for McDonald's. Before the lawsuit, it's good enough for me. So 180, the Mevushal Kol Tzok. What will happen if I have water which is 180, and the cool down to whatever is 160. Can I make it 180 again? Yes or no? We just learned it. What's it in? Ashkenazim. Yes, they were off in the Ramah. Right? It was 180, cold circle, right? Then it went down along the Stana Legamre. Right? Even if it's less than 160, if it's 140, it's not the answer letters, but 130, whatever it may be, you can reheat it. But what if this water never hit 180? Never in its history it hit 180. The most it hit is 130, which is maybe Yatzaletisbo, maybe not Yatzaletisbo. Machlekes, right? Now, for the very first time, I want to get that water to go to 180. Mutter or Asa? Fascinating question, is it not? Can I repeat the question one more time? There's water which never went above 130, ever in its history. 130, that's as far as it got. And let's say 130 is something Yatzaletisbo, for argument's sake, we're not sure. Just to make it, assuming that for the moment. Because Moshe is not sure until 160. Okay? Now I want to put that water for the very first time to a point that hit 180. Mutter or Asa? What do you say? Okay, very good. Machlokes Rambam and Rashba. So according to the Rambam should be Asa. And Rav Chaba passed like the Rambam. So it should be Asa. Your passing should be Asa. Rabosai, who in this room owns a hot water urn? Who in this room has a hot water, big urn, which has a tube on the side, which indicates how many cups of water are left in the urn? Okay. Now, the Poskim talk about this, and they claim that the water in that tube does not get to be 180. After all, the insulation, which keeps the water hot, is in that, you know, that big metal thing around it. This tube is outside the metal. So it's pretty hot. But they claim... This Rav Binyamin Zilber, who wanted to be mad to this, says he measured it. We told him he measured it and hit 130. What are you talking about? For sure it's mutter. He assumed that 130 is Yatzaletisbo. But if we're going to go with Rav Moshe's assumption that 130 is not Vada Yatzaletisbo, now what do you do? You take out a cup of water. What happens? The water goes from that tube into the main body of the urn. The Mavashal, a drop of water on Shabbos. Whoa. Never thought of that, huh? Never thought of that. Wow. Wow.
Can't wait till next week because we have to use the urn this Shabbos.
I always have a general rule. Whatever you did last Shabbos, do this Shabbos. I don't want to make the service. But it's an interesting Shiloh. Is it not? So, the netter, we'll discuss this, and the ketchup shot of the netter next week. Okay. Good. I doubt it, so.